Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A young man told me he felt like he had a very spiritual Shavuot. He pushed himself to stay up and learn all night, to do everything on the holiday the best way he can. But when he came back to his office on Tuesday morning, he saw that he lost a very big sale that he thought was already guaranteed. And he asked me, how could Hashem do this to me after I was so good? I told him, it could be precisely because you were so good that Hashem found you worthy of experiencing your Yisurin through the loss of a sale rather than something much worse. We have no way of knowing why Hashem does anything, but it is our job to always justify what happens. Rabbi Lugassi told that a rabbinical student came to him after Shavuot to ask him a question. The student said, I had been preparing physically and spiritually to stay up on the night of Shavuot to learn the whole night. I was so excited to be able to benefit from the spiritual gifts given on that night. For days before Shavuot, I was learning Sifrei Musar to get the most I can out of the holiday. But on Shabbat afternoon, before the Chag, I started feeling very ill. I got a high fever, and by the time the holiday started, I had to go to the hospital to be checked out. I spent the night there in a hospital bed, feeling very sick, and by the next morning, they let me walk home, but I was too weak to even go to shul, so I basically spent the entire holiday in bed without learning a word. After the holiday was over, I finally felt better. And he asked the rabbi, why would Hashem do that to me? I was so prepared. I was so excited to learn. And instead, I did nothing. Rabbi Lugassi told him, obviously, you needed to make a different tikkun on the holiday than you thought. Only Hashem knows what your soul needs. And he proceeded to quote from the Ramchal, that especially now, in the end of days, our nisayon is to be able to accept the will of Hashem betimimut wholeheartedly, saying to ourselves, Hashem had a very good reason to do what he did, and I'm going to accept it whatever it was. Anytime anything happens in life that seems hard for us to understand, when we can't imagine that Hashem would do such a thing, that is when we should stop ourselves and recognize that now we have a golden opportunity to accept the will of Hashem betimimut, to say, we don't understand, but we know Hashem has the greatest reason for what he's doing. That in of itself is an enormous spiritual accomplishment. And having that attitude will also enable us to accomplish the future growth that we need to accomplish. If we set out to do a good deed and we get stopped, or we thought we were starting the greatest project and it falls apart, we should say, Hashem, I thought I was going to become elevated doing those good deeds, but now I see my growth is going to come a different way. By saying to you, I accept your will. I trust that you did what is best. The more we get in the habit of responding like this, the better we'll get at it. And if we can become Tamim Im Hashem Elokecha, we can bring the Geulah Shelema. Have a great day.